having your book chosen for a BookBub feature deal is as close to a big break as there is in self-publishing. Today, I'm going to tell you how I finally got accepted for a BookBub feature deal after a year and a half and 14 rejections. This is Love Your Work, and I'm David Cadavy. First off, what is BookBub and what is a BookBub featured deal? BookBub is a gigantic email list that sends discounted or even free books to people. BookBub curates the deals they send to their subscribers. They send them featured deals. A BookBub featured deal is a chance to get your book in front of hundreds of thousands of readers or even a million plus readers, all interested in your genre. You'll sell hundreds, maybe thousands of copies, and you may even hit a bestseller list. However, a BookBub feature deal can be expensive. My BookBub feature deal itself cost over $1,000, and I did sell over 2,500 books, and I hope to break down my full campaign results in a future article, so make sure you're subscribed to blog post updates over on cadavy.net. Now note that BookBub has other ways of promoting books besides the featured deal. There are BookBub ads, which are display ads you can run on BookBub's website or in their emails. BookBub does not curate these ads. Any author can advertise their book with BookBub. BookBub also has the featured new release for new books, which is curated but is generally not as competitive nor sought after as the BookBub featured deal. Now, landing a BookBub featured deal is highly competitive, but if you stick with it, you can one day get a deal on BookBub. My book, The Heart to Start, Stop Procrastinating and Start Creating, was finally accepted after 14 rejections over the course of 18 months. And here is my advice for finally getting accepted for a BookBub feature deal. First off, go wide. Many self-published and indie authors only publish to Amazon. One reason they do this is that it's more simple. Amazon makes up about 90% of my revenue from book sales, and it has nearly that share of the entire ebook market. But BookBub rarely selects for a feature deal a book that is only on Amazon. In fact, they claim not to do it at all, though I have heard of exceptions. BookBub has many subscribers who read on other platforms such as Apple Books, Kobo, Google Play, and Barnes & Noble, so it's a waste of email real estate for them to bother with books that are only on Amazon. By the way, what is wide? Amazon is so dominant in the ebook market that to have your book available in places other than Amazon is to be wide. Being wide is a lot of extra work. You have to upload and manage your book on a bunch of different platforms. This means anytime you fix an error in your book, you have to re-upload it to all these places. Now, because Amazon matches the price of your book on other outlets, you also have to be careful not to have price discrepancies when you're wide. More on a hard pricing lesson that I learned in a bit. When you consider all the different markets and currencies in which your book is available, keeping track of your price across all these markets is a lot. BookBub feature deals alone have been one of my main motivations for bothering with all the extra work of being wide, that and trying to sort of fight the good fight and give readers some choice other than Amazon. Because being wide is so much work, I publish direct to Amazon and use an aggregator to publish to all other outlets. I've tried publishing direct to various outlets, and I've tried different aggregators, but I have settled on one called PublishDrive. They have easy reporting that saves a lot of energy putting together my monthly author income reports that I publish on cadavy.net. If you want a shot at the big break of a BookBub feature deal, start by going wide. Next up, rack up reviews, and do that everywhere. Because when BookBub chooses your book for a featured deal, they're putting their reputation on the line. Yes, they charge you money to feature your book, but they only have the privilege because readers trust them. Readers only trust them because readers know if BookBub has chosen to feature a book, it's not just because they're getting paid for it. It is also a quality book. BookBub can't go through the trouble of reading each book that applies for a featured deal. So how do they decide if your book is a quality book? Reviews. Work hard to get reviews for your book not only on Amazon, but on other outlets as well. At the time The Heart to Start was accepted for a deal, it had about 275 ratings and reviews on Amazon with a 4.8-star average and a handful of reviews, each on Apple Books, Kobo, and Google Play. And if you check out my book, note that I've lost a lot of those reviews because I switched to an aggregator, so it is best to choose the right aggregator from the start. Note, I also had and still have no reviews on Barnes & Noble. You can get reviews by sending an email to your audience and asking for it. Or if you have a direct relationship with any of your readers who have reviewed your book on Amazon, ask them if they would kindly copy and paste their review to one of these other outlets. Any other promotions you can run before applying for a BookBub deal can also help rack up reviews. How did I get so many reviews for The Heart to Start? It really helps that when I launched the book, it was free. I gave away more than 3,000 copies, which you can bet drove some reviews. Of course, it helps if these reviews are generally positive. Having gained hundreds of reviews from my books, I can tell you there is no point in trying to fake this. If there's ever been a friend who positively reviewed my book just to be nice, it's never been as powerful as the reviews by strangers who actually liked or actually hated the book. The takeaway underlying all this is write a great book, but that alone won't bring reviews. You have to work for them. Next, keep trying. How often can you apply for a BookBub feature deal? 4 weeks from your latest rejection. So each time you get rejected, apply again 4 weeks later. Remember, I was rejected 14 times. It took 18 months from my first application to my first acceptance. Why not 14 months? Because getting rejected over and over can be exhausting. So make the process of applying as automatic as possible. Each time I got a rejection email, I used a tool called Boomerang to return the email to my inbox 4 weeks later. That reminded me to apply again. I kept an Evernote file where I recorded the date I applied, as well as the pricing and markets I chose, and comments I made in the application. I also kept links for each ebook store ready to be copied and pasted into my application. And once you have notes like this, you could easily delegate this process to an assistant. Next up, mix up pricing. BookBub wants great deals for their subscribers, but they counterintuitively don't need the best possible deal for their subscribers. These days, most BookBub feature deals are $1.99. Sometimes books are selling for more than that, but there are also books on sale for 99 cents or even free. You might think that if you are BookBub, you want to offer as many free books as possible. But keep in mind, BookBub makes money from authors and publishers paying for placement in their newsletter. The higher the price for your deal, the more BookBub charges for placement. So you might have a better shot at charging 99 cents for your book than offering it for free. You might have a better shot at charging $1.99 than 99 cents. How do you know? There's no way to know for sure. These choices are up to the curators of BookBub, and their preferences change based on the activity they see amongst subscribers. Keep an eye on books listed on BookBub in your genre. Do you see a pattern in the list prices and sale prices of similar books? If there's not a super clear pattern, mix up the pricing in your applications. I alternated between two prices. 1 month I applied to offer my book for 99 cents. The next month I applied to offer it for $1.99. And $1.99 was the price that eventually got accepted. Next up, don't make yourself ineligible. There are various requirements to be eligible for a BookBub feature deal, but the easiest to mess up is pricing. Your proposed BookBub feature deal must be either free or a discount of at least 50%, and it's usually more like 70 to 85%, and the best deal available in the past 30 days. They also don't want you to offer it for less in the near future. And I messed this up at one point. When I had an international deal, more on that in a bit, it turned out I had accidentally priced my book too low on the Google Play Store in the UK. So Amazon had been matching that price. Now that historical price was too low for my sale price to meet the 50% discount requirement. So, while I was paying full price for my deal was not sent to UK subscribers because I had accidentally made myself ineligible in the UK. And this is yet another reason I use Publish Drive to publish everywhere except Amazon. It makes it easier to avoid mispricing my books. Speaking of international deals, try international first. There's one little caveat to my 14 rejection journey to a BookBub feature deal. My book was rejected 14 times in a year and a half for a US deal. However, it was accepted for an international deal after 7 months and only 3 rejections. An international deal covers the UK, Canada, Australia, and India. And with each application, you can choose to apply for an international deal, a US deal, or all. And I did apply for all until I had my international deal, but BookBub accepted my book only for an international deal at that time. The performance of my international deal was underwhelming, but I'm glad I got to try it before a big US deal. An international deal is practice. My international deal went only to 140,000 subscribers. My US deal, on the other hand, went to over 1 million. So my international deal gave me a chance to learn and plan better for a bigger deal. I also learned that hard pricing lesson, paying the full price for an international deal only to realize my carelessness in international pricing made my book ineligible in the UK. BookBub probably watches the performance of these international deals to consider how a book will do in the US. So maybe the underwhelming performance of my book in my international deal was why BookBub didn't accept it for a US deal for another year. On the other hand, if my book had done great, it may have increased my chances of being accepted. To learn the ropes and maybe even to prove your book's worth in a less competitive arena, consider applying for an international deal first. At the very least, if you're accepted for an international deal but not a US deal, take it, then learn. Next up, include editorial reviews or notable blurbs. On the application for a BookBub featured deal, there's a comments section. Use this section to show BookBub curators how great people think your book is. At the advice of Craig Martell in the 20 Books to 50K Facebook group, I included my book's review from Publishers Weekly in the comments field of my application, starting with my 12th application. It didn't magically get my book accepted, but within a few months, I had landed a BookBub, so it may have helped. Now, don't bother copying and pasting Amazon reviews into the comments section, but if you have any good editorial reviews or blurbs from famous authors, try including them in the comments field of your application. Finally, create your own luck, because your day will come. The more times you apply for a BookBub featured deal, the better your chances you'll one day be accepted. Readers' preferences change, the publishing market changes, the world changes, and so too do the preferences of BookBub's curators. Just because you were rejected last month, that does not mean that you'll also be rejected this month. I think the coronavirus pandemic may have improved my chances of getting a BookBub feature deal. This is just a theory, but traditional publishers' projects were delayed, and I bet BookBub was getting fewer applications for traditional books. My business, as an indie author, on the other hand, was not affected by the pandemic at all. It's likely I had more of a shot because there was less competition. The publishing business is a business of breeding black swans, and you never know how the world will change to bring your big break. You have nothing to lose by applying and everything to gain, so create your own luck by giving yourself more chances to get lucky. Now, some bonus tips here. BookBub also has tips on their website. Besides similar points to what I discussed here, some of their tips include have a good cover, optimize your sales page on retailers, and be flexible with your promotion date. I will add to these a couple honorable mentions that will probably help and can't hurt. I think that if you spruce up your BookBub profile, if you upload a photo, if you fill out your profile, you invite your audience to follow you, and you recommend some books from your genre, I think that helps. It signals to BookBub you're well-known amongst their subscribers and that you're professional. And by the way, you can follow me on BookBub at kdv.co/bookbub. Next up, run some BookBub ads. I think it's good practice to learn how to use BookBub's ads because they're useful for making your featured deal even more successful when you finally do get one. Plus, it can build your BookBub following, which might improve your chances of having a deal accepted. Getting a BookBub featured deal is a breakthrough for a self-published author. It can feel like you're never going to get accepted, but if you keep at it, it is possible and it's worth the effort. Thank you for having me on your podcast. I've been on quite a few lately. Thank you to Azul Terones at Authors Who Lead, Pete Makaitis at Awesome at Your Job, Giuseppe Grammatico at Franchise Freedom, Rizzi Dong at The Upgraded Brain, and Todd Henry at The Accidental Creative. As always, you can see a full list of podcasts I've been on at katavi.net/interviews. One thing I've learned in over a decade as an independent creator is to invest in ideas. They really are everything. Most of them don't work out, but the ones that do can be big. I had one idea that led to a book deal and transformed my life. I had another idea that connected me with a company that later sold to Google, which brought a surprise payday. Big ideas start small, and the place I share my ideas first is my weekly newsletter. It's called Love Mondays, and each week I share a big little idea about how to break through to become a true original and make it as a creator. I also share my favorite quotes and books and tools for thought. Think of Love Mondays as like a shot of creative fuel to start off your week. There's several thousand subscribers. We're having a good time. Join Love Mondays at kdv.co/newsletter. That's kdv.co/newsletter. You might have noticed I don't have ads on Love Your Work. I haven't had them for a long time now. In fact, a big company whose name you would definitely recognize offered me money to advertise in this show recently, and I had to turn it down. Why? Because some money feels good, some money feels not as good. When I see that somebody bought one of my books, that feels good. When a company advertises on the show, I mean, it's money, but that doesn't feel quite as good. Another kind of money that feels really good is the money I get from my Patreon supporters. It feels like an honest exchange. It's a vote of confidence that they like the show. Since I myself support a number of creators on Patreon, I know it feels good to vote with my dollars and support the kind of work I would like to see in the world. And that's what I'm trying to do here. Make the kind of podcast I want to listen to and share the ideas I want to see in the world. So if you like the show, a great way to let me know is to support the show on Patreon. Even a few bucks a month helps. It really adds up over all the dedicated listeners, and it motivates me to keep doing what I'm doing. If you'd like to support the show, visit the Patreon page at patreon.com/katavi. You'll see the different levels and perks available. Even if you're on the fence, check out the page. Again, it's at patreon.com/katavi. That's patreon.com/katavi. Thanks for your support. Thank you to our newest Patreon supporters. Thank you, Andy, Zaretta Hammond, and Frederic. Love Your Work is brought to you in part by our top Patreon supporters, such as Jeffrey Mason. The theme music for Love Your Work is At Sea by Durena from the album About Everything and More by arrangement with Deep Elm Records at deepelm.com. Love Your Work is a production of Katavi, Inc.